Okay, so for today's Dvar Halacha, I'm going to share with you a very important machlokes that relates to the Malach of Tzeveya on Shabbos. The Malach of Tzeveya means to color something or to dye it on Shabbos. And this is one of the Lamites Malachas on Shabbos. And the question is, what are the parameters? And specifically, what do you do if, let's say, a person has a cut or a wound on Shabbos and you want to wipe it clean, you want to stop the flow of blood by putting a towel on it or a napkin, a cloth on the wound? Is that a problem of Tzeveya by virtue of the fact that it's going to now be colored red as a result of your wound? Is this a problem of Tzeveya or not? This is the question we'll address today. The Mishnah Berurah already talks about it in its Siman Shin Chaf Sifkatan Nuntes, and it's a Machlekes HaPaiskim. The Machlekes is as follows. We know that there's a Malacha of coloring and dyeing on Shabbos, the Malacha of Tzeveya. Question. Is this Malacha forbidden even if when I color an item or a cloth, I'm not enhancing its appearance? In the reverse, I'm detracting from its appearance. For instance, in this case, you have a wound, right? So when I take a towel or a napkin and I put it on the wound to stop the blood flowing, I'm not enhancing the color of the cloth by having the red of the blood spill on it. It's detracting from its appearance. It's not helping it, it's not enhancing. So maybe, tzeveya derech lichloch, when it's not enhancing, it's detracting, maybe it's not considered part of the Isser and Malacha of dying on Shabbos. This is the question that's addressed by the Paiskim, and it's tremendous Machlekes HaPaiskim. If Tzeveya Derech Lichloch is a problem, how do we paskin la halacha? The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchila, it's best to be Machmer. It's best to be Machmer and avoid this question, but if you don't have another option, you could be Mekel and rely on the lenient opinion. What does that mean, halacha l'maisa? So halacha l'maisa, we'll say like this, and this is in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Yudalad Halacha Yotes. Everyone agrees that if you have, let's say, a disposable object, like a tissue or a napkin, a paper napkin, it's mutter if it's derech lichloch. So therefore, we're going to paskin halacha l'maisa as follows. If a person, let's say, has a cut, he has a wound, something of that nature which is going to cause whatever stops the flow of blood to become red, what do you say in terms of wiping the wound on Shabbos? Halacha l'maisa, we say that it's best l'chatchila to try to get something that's disposable to clean it up. So you'll get a tissue or a paper napkin, and in that way, for sure, it's not going to be a problem of tzeveya. And like this, you avoid the question. If you don't have a tissue or paper napkin available, then you could be mekel and rely on a regular cloth, because there are paiskim who hold that tzeveya derech lichloch is mutter. So that's the bottom line. So machlekes, if it's mutter, it's aser. Even those that are machmer regarding tzeveya derech lichloch ostensibly agree that it's not aser deraisa. It's just aser derabanan. Be that as it may, we have this machlekes about tzeveya derech lichloch. We try to avoid the shaila by using disposable napkins or disposable tissues. But if that's not a valid or viable option, like then you could be mekel and use an actual cloth, since it's considered derech lichloch and will be mekel.